Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
A little Law and Order stuff to get to here real quick. Former NFL running back Adrian Peterson is in police custody in Fort Bend County, Texas. Peterson, who is 40, was arrested on the morning of October 26th, that is yesterday morning, in Sugar Land, Texas, on charges of DWI and unlawful carrying of a weapon. The Texas native will meet with the judge today after spending the night in jail. 15-year NFL veteran arrested in Minnesota on a DWI charge in April. They don't like it when you do it more than once. After he made an appearance at a Minnesota Vikings 2025 NFL draft party. You may remember he was charged in September of 2014 with a misdemeanor charge of reckless assault against his then 4-year-old son. You recall he said, go pick your switch.
Yeah, I know. A Florida man has been arrested. You would not want to be the arresting officer. A Florida man has been arrested after going on a naked destruction spree in a Florida neighborhood.
Of course, it's Florida.
His name is Joshua Neal Garrison. He went on a nude rampage through a very nice neighborhood in Pinellas Park, Florida, which is located near Tampa. He crept through backyards, helped himself to whatever wasn't nailed down, and did all of this while he was as naked and free as a newborn. One neighbor, David Dale, got to see it all live and in person when Garrison rang his doorbell in the middle of the night. Quoting here from Dale, "Open the door, there's a guy standing there, stark naked." He was caught on Ring doorbell.
Sam wants to know what he used to ring the doorbell.
Did not expect you to say that one on the air.
Garrison wasn't satisfied merely traipsing through people's yards in the nude. He also needed to do a little bit of suburban destruction in the nude. He allegedly threw a potted plant through Dale's truck window, tore lights off homes, tried to break into multiple houses, and generally did the kinds of stuff you would imagine a naked man roaming through a neighborhood would feel free enough to do.
Really can't imagine what that would be.
We don't know why he did it. Quoting here from neighbor Tim Reichman, sounding almost a little disappointed that the naked man apparently didn't think he was worthy of being axe murdered. One of the neighbors, in all seriousness, said he was knocking on doors and trying to open windows. He's lucky he wasn't shot.
Now, as long as he's not doing it to be titillating, he's not in violation of the law, correct?
Well,
No. That's not necessarily true.
I skipped over the sentence. There was some suggestion he was somewhat lewd and lascivious, Sam.
Oh, okay.
He is now facing a huge list of charges, including armed burglary, criminal mischief, and probation violations. Really?
So some cities do have public nudity laws or public indecency laws, right? Topeka does not.
Yep.
Topeka does not.
That's where Topeka
is a caveat.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's sort of the exception to the rule.
Gotcha.
I mean, if you're walking through Western Shawnee tonight and you're totally naked, like I'll be about 9:30, I'm probably going to get arrested. They'll get me on a public indecency or something like that.
Even if you're not doing anything lewd and lascivious.
Correct.
Okay. Because a lot of cities have public nudity, public indecency laws on the books. As I mentioned, Topeka does not. So as long as you're not trying to be, and I hate this word, titillating, okay? You're not trying to titillate the public, then you are not technically breaking the law, and you have to be left alone.
Right.
Should be left alone anyway, you weirdo.
Went to midget wrestling on Friday night.
I really don't want to talk about your experience Friday night, but apparently hundreds of your friends joined you.
I was shocked and amazed at how close we must have come to breaking the fire code. It was packed.
Really?
It was packed.
Where was it?
It was at a place called Chef Tito's Cantina in North Kansas City.
Okay.
So they have the restaurant. You walk in the door and you're in the restaurant, right?
Right.
And it's a cute little, you know, old time restaurant, diner, whatever, serves Mexican food. And then there's a door on the, I believe on the south side of the restaurant that opens up into this rather large, you know, it's not a T-Mobile Center arena, but it's a very large room where you could have concerts or whatever, you know, small concerts, etc. In the middle of this room was a tiny ring.
How tiny?
I would say about a third of the size of a regular boxing ring.
Okay.
That makes sense.
And right at 8 o'clock, let's get this show underway. And here come the midgets. And
they self-identify that way. I want to be clear.
It was called midget wrestling.
Okay.
The little people.
No, it was called midget wrestling.
What is the PC term?
Little people.
Okay.
But they didn't call it that. They branded themselves as midget wrestling.
Okay.
Somebody says kind of like Grinders, smaller than Grinders, much smaller. But I'll tell you this. It was entertaining.
Was it family friendly?
No, it was not. Not at the end. Sam, have I shared you the photograph?
No.
Do not.
So at the end of the night, there is like a cottage industry.
Was it lewd and lascivious?
At the end, it got a little blue, so to speak.
Not a little. What you showed me is not a little. I'm not going to say it because I don't think we should.
I'm not going to.
But for $100, you could pay to have something done to you that we are not going to even hint at what it was on this program.
That could give you shigellosis.
It was, you don't want to see the photo. I just sent him
the photograph.
Oh.
Did you just get it?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, don't. We're good.
And three grown men.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Three grown men paid $100 to have this act performed on them in the ring.
That's enough.
But Dana,
Chiefs.
These wrestlers, they had fans. There were people in there with their t-shirts
on.
They
have merch. They have all the stuff.
I mean, it was impressive.
Okay.
And after what we saw at the end of the show, I remember walking to the car. It was me, T, Maya. She was the one who came up with the idea in the first place. Sarah, my niece Lydia, and her boyfriend Logan.
It was a family affair.
It was. And we're walking to the cars afterwards, and I turned to Sarah, and I said, "This is the night where I can finally die, because now I have seen it all."
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I have seen it all.
Hey.
More than you bargained for.
Dana Wright, Sam's. Dude, three men paid $100 for that. That's good.
And you paid
$250? Time to go to break. Go Chiefs.
Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.